Imagine being just another animal in the African savanna, no more significant than fireflies or jellyfish. This was Homo sapiens 70,000 years ago, unremarkable apes until something extraordinary happened. What propelled us to planetary dominance wasn't our physical strength or even our brain size. Neanderthals had larger brains, but a cognitive revolution that rewired our minds. The game changer? Our unique ability to create and believe in shared fictions. While other animals can communicate about tangible realities, lion approaching, only humans can discuss things that don't physically exist. Could you convince a chimpanzee to give you a banana by promising paradise after death? Of course not. Yet humans organize massive cooperative systems around precisely such abstract concepts. This capacity for collective imagination, believing in gods, nations, corporations, human rights, and money, allowed us to cooperate flexibly in unlimited numbers. Ants cooperate by the millions, but in rigid, programmed ways. Chimps cooperate flexibly, but only in small groups. Only sapiens combine both flexibility and mass cooperation. Consider Peugeot. If all its factories burned down and employees were fired, the company would still exist as a legal fiction that could rebuild everything. This ability to live simultaneously in physical reality and an imagined reality gave us unprecedented adaptive advantages, creating a fast lane for cultural evolution that bypassed the slow lane of genetic change. For 90% of human history, we lived as hunter-gatherers, a lifestyle that suited our evolved bodies and minds. These societies, like the Aceh people of Paraguay, who spent just 3 to 6 hours daily gathering food, often enjoyed more leisure time and better health than their agricultural successors. Hunter-gatherers possessed deep environmental knowledge, understanding countless animal behaviors and plant properties, passing this wisdom orally through generations. About 12,000 years ago, humans began domesticating plants and animals. While the agricultural revolution led to explosive population growth from 5 to 8 million foragers to over 7 billion today, it came with significant drawbacks. The transition occurred gradually as foragers began cultivating foods alongside gathering, eventually settling into permanent villages as climate favored cereal cultivation. This shift to farming brought considerable costs. Agricultural diets were less varied and nutritious, working hours increased dramatically, and permanent settlements alongside domesticated animals created ideal conditions for infectious diseases to spread. Though agriculture succeeded in evolutionary terms by supporting larger populations, it often reduced individual human well-being. For most of history, humans lived in separate worlds until three powerful forces unified them into today's global society: money, empires, and universal religions. Money serves as humanity's most universal trust system, enabling strangers without shared language or culture to trade through mutual belief in currency. When Cortez met the Aztecs in 1519, they could negotiate about gold despite their cultural divide, demonstrating money's power as a psychological construct. Empires, humanity's dominant political organization for 2,500 years, created shared cultures across diverse populations despite their often brutal nature. Many modern institutions, including Indian democracy and legal systems, emerged from imperial rule. Universal religions like Buddhism, Christianity, and Islam completed this unifying network. Unlike local faiths, these religions claimed universal validity and sought converts across cultures, evolving from earlier beliefs to focus on natural laws and individual spiritual practice rather than deity worship. Around 500 years ago, humans began acknowledging their ignorance and developed systematic methods for gaining knowledge. A scientific revolution that transformed society more profoundly than any before it. Pre-scientific cultures claimed complete understanding through holy books and traditions. The scientific revolution began when Europeans started recognizing gaps in their knowledge and discovered that empirical observations and mathematics could reveal new truths. Newton's laws demonstrated this by describing physical phenomena with unprecedented precision. Science gained influence through practical applications. The link between knowledge and power has driven modern history, with governments and businesses funding research that leads to military, economic, and social advances. The revolution introduced the idea of progress, that conditions could improve through new knowledge. While earlier cultures saw the world as static or cyclical, modern science suggested better futures through systematic research. This extended even to death, traditionally explained by religion, but now seen as a technical problem. Medical advances have increased life expectancy, with some researchers even pursuing solutions to aging itself. Capitalism emerged alongside science as a revolutionary force built on the belief in economic growth through profit reinvestment. Traditional economics viewed wealth as fixed and zero-sum, something to capture rather than create. Capitalism introduced the radical idea that wealth could expand through reinvestment and productivity gains. This shifted both economic and moral thinking. While pre-capitalist societies valued spending on luxuries and charity over hoarding, capitalism made reinvestment virtuous. The system required a financial structure based on future trust, with credit becoming the economic foundation. While this drove unprecedented growth, it also created instability, as demonstrated by the 2008 crisis. The system's darker side is illustrated by the 19th century opium trade, where British merchants forcibly addicted millions of Chinese to resolve trade imbalances, leading to war when China resisted. The scientific and industrial revolutions fundamentally altered human society's basic structures, weakening traditional family and community bonds while strengthening states and markets. For millennia, humans lived in intimate communities where extended families provided economic security, education, healthcare, and insurance. The industrial age rapidly dismantled these structures. Nuclear families replaced extended ones, with many traditional functions transferring to state and market institutions. Governments now manage education, healthcare, and security, while markets provide jobs, goods, and services. This shift brought both freedom and isolation. While individuals gained unprecedented autonomy from family and community expectations, many experience a loss of meaningful social bonds. New imagined communities emerged to fill this void. From nationalism creating solidarity among millions of strangers to consumer tribes forming around shared brands and lifestyles. Violence has also declined significantly. Despite major conflicts in modern history, the chance of dying violently has decreased dramatically, from medieval Europe's homicide rate of 30 per 100,000 people annually to contemporary Europe's 1 per 100,000. Determining if we're happier than our ancestors remains complex, as happiness depends on expectations as much as circumstances. A medieval peasant might find contentment in conditions modern people would consider unbearable, simply due to different expectations. Biologists contend happiness stems from biochemistry rather than external conditions. Our mental states maintain relatively stable happiness levels regardless of achievements, with quick adaptation to improvements, suggesting major revolutions didn't increase human happiness, though they enabled population growth. Looking forward, humanity faces unprecedented possibilities through genetic engineering, from modifying humans to reviving extinct species. The crucial challenge is developing wisdom to match our growing power. Can we create narratives valuing all sentient life and address collective problems? As our power to reshape ourselves grows, the stakes of our choices become increasingly momentous.